Stand in Tadasana, mountain pose. Bring your inner feet parallel, a bit less than hip width apart. Plant your feet and spread out your toes. Send roots down through your mat into the earth. Tighten your knees by pulling them upward. And imagine that you can spiral your thighs inward. Drop your tailbone. Bring your shoulders up to your ears, then back, then down. Open your chest. Make certain that your head is centered between your shoulders. Allow your arms to dangle on either side of you with your palms facing in. Now gently close your eyes and try to become very still inside. Mountain pose is a strong, silent posture. There is more that goes on than meets the eye. As you inhale, stand taller, opening the crown of your head toward the heavens. And as you exhale, send those roots deeper into the earth. Focus on your breath becoming more and more still. Now imagine that you can expand your breath to fill out your body. Bring your breath to the very edges of your skin. Feel the energy in the palms of your hands. Stay still and quiet. Now imagine that you can expand your breath once again, this time becoming part of the space around you. Try to blur the lines between you and the surrounding space. Breathe quietly. Become still. Become grounded. Listen for the cue from your inner self to open your eyes. Take your time. Now let's begin with some half sun salutes. Stand in mountain pose with your hands together in front of your chest as in prayer. Take in a deep breath and raise your hands up in the air, palms together, with your head sandwiched between your arms and bend very slightly backward. As you exhale, bend at the top of your thighs, spread your arms out wide, and come down as far as you can into a forward fold. Then inhale halfway up so that your back feels flat. Exhale back down into a forward fold. Inhale and sweep your arms out and up. Stand up, bringing your hands together into prayer pose and perform that slight back bend. Then exhale, bringing your hands back down in front of your chest, standing in mountain pose, and allow your breathing to come back to normal. Begin again as you inhale and raise your arms up, sandwiching your head between them, and do a slight back bend. Exhale, spread your arms, move forward from the tops of your thighs and come down into a forward fold again. Inhale halfway up, back flat. Exhale all the way down again, and inhale, spreading your arms out as you stand up, bringing your palms together, little back bend here. Exhale back to Tadasana, mountain pose, hands at heart. Continue with three more sun salutations. Use your breath, find a rhythm that works for you, and get into it. Be creative. Allow your body to move from posture to posture freely. Notice how each new salutation allows you to go deeper, how each movement becomes more fluid and free. After you've completed the fifth sun salute, stand quietly in mountain pose until your breath returns to normal. Now we are going to work on a couple of balancing poses. If you are practicing on a hard surface, such as wood, step off your mat for better contact with the floor. If you are staying on your mat, make certain you are barefoot so that you don't slip. Now stand up tall and shift all your weight to one foot. Find a focal point on the floor, somewhere slightly in front of you. Use your breath to help maintain your balance throughout these poses. Now take the other foot and try to bring it up the planted leg as far as you can. You can leave it on the floor and just touch your toe. You can move it up to your ankle or your knee, or if you are able, bring it all the way up to your inner thigh. Now bring your hands to prayer position in front of your heart. Take in a deep breath and begin to raise your arms up. Exhale as you send those branches up into the air and continue to send the roots down into the ground. Find your center of gravity and breathe. If you find you cannot maintain your balance, use the wall. Keep breathing, keep focusing, keep sending those roots into the ground. Now take in a breath and slowly begin to bend forward, moving your arms with palms still together out in front of you and raising the leg that was placed against the balancing leg straight out and back. Try to move your body parallel to the ground. This is Extended Warrior 3. Don't worry if you lose your balance. It takes a lot of practice. It's just a goal to work for. Now slowly come back to Mountain Pose and then shift your weight to the other foot. Once again, find a focal point on the floor, somewhere slightly in front of you. Bring your free foot up to the planted leg as far as you can. Bring your hands together in prayer position in front of your heart. And as you breathe in, raise your arms up. Exhale and send those branches into the air. Continue to send those roots into the ground. Find your center of gravity and breathe. Keep breathing, keep focusing. Now take in a breath and once again slowly begin to bend forward, moving your arms with palms still together out in front of you and raising the leg that was placed against your planted leg straight out and back, trying to move your body parallel to the ground. Inhale yourself back up to standing. That was excellent. Come down to your mat, push yourself back into child's pose for a few breaths, and allow your breathing to come back to normal. Once again, extend your arms out in front of you. Inhale yourself up to your hands and knees. Turn your toes under and exhale yourself into down dog. Look down at your feet and breathe. Try to imagine that straight line from your hands to your hips. Now bend your knees slightly, walk your feet forward between your hands and slowly round yourself up to standing, one vertebra at a time, head last, exhale. Now plant your right foot facing the front of your mat. Spread your toes out. Feel all the edges of your feet. Send your left leg way back and turn your left foot in slightly so that your front heel is in line with your rear instep. Now stand up tall and get your balance. Twist only your upper body so that your torso faces toward the left. Leave your feet planted where they are. Now bring your hands to your heart in prayer position. Take in a deep breath and raise your arms up over your head, sandwiching your head between them. Now twist your upper body toward your extended front leg and as you exhale, bend your right knee. Don't hyperextend it. Glance down to make certain that you can still see your big toe. Then bring your focus up to your hands. Stretch upward from your waist all the way through your baby fingers. There's a slight back bend here. Try to maintain your balance and breathe. Now take in a deep breath, and as you exhale, extend your arms out at shoulder level over your feet. Glance back at your left arm to make certain it isn't too high or too low. Then gaze out over the fingertips of your right hand and try reaching for the opposite walls. Be a proud warrior. Breathe in, and as you do, raise your right arm, straighten your front leg, and lean back, placing your left hand on the back of your left thigh in reverse warrior. Look up at your right hand or straight ahead at the wall if you're unable to look up. Once again, breathe in, and as you do, bend your forward leg again and gently drop your right forearm onto your right thigh. Then bring your left hand to your waist. Twist your upper body toward the ceiling, opening your chest. And once you have your balance, float that left arm up in the air and look up at it. Use your breath. Try to maintain your balance. Breathe. Once again, breathe in and sweep your left arm across your body toward the front. Bring your left hand to the floor inside next to your right foot. Drop your right hand to the outside of your right foot and drop your nose toward your knee. Take a couple of breaths. Now bend your right knee. Pivot your left foot so that your toes point forward, and then step back into down dog with your right foot. We're right back where we started. Breathe. Once again, bend your knees slightly, walk your feet forward between your hands, and slowly round yourself up to a standing position, one vertebra at a time, head last. This time, plant your left foot facing forward in front. This time, plant your left foot forward facing the front of your mat. Spread your toes out, feel all the edges of your feet. Send your right leg way back and turn the foot in slightly so that your front heel is in line with your rear instep. Stand up tall. Get your balance. Twist only your upper body so that your torso faces toward the right. Leave your feet planted where they are, and bring your hands to your heart in prayer position. Take in a deep breath and raise your arms up over your head, sandwiching your head between them. Then twist your upper body towards your extended front leg, and as you exhale, bend your left knee. Keep your upper body straight and tall. Bring your focus to your hands, stretch upward, and don't forget the little back bend. Try to maintain your balance and breathe. Now take in a deep breath, and as you exhale, extend your arms out at shoulder level over your feet. Glance back at your right arm to make certain it isn't too high or too low. Then gaze out over the fingertips of your left hand and try reaching for the opposite walls. Remember to be a proud warrior. Breathe in, and as you do, raise your left arm, straighten your left leg, lean back, placing your right hand on the back of your right thigh in reverse warrior. Look up at your left hand or straight ahead at the wall if you're unable to look up. Breathe in, and as you do, bend your forward leg again and gently drop your left forearm onto your left thigh and bring your right hand to your waist. Twist your upper body toward the ceiling, opening up your chest. Now, once you get your balance, float that right arm up in the air and look up at it. Use your breath. maintain your balance. And once again, breathe in and sweep your right arm across your body toward the front and bring your hand to the floor next to your left foot. Drop your left hand to the outside of your left foot and bring your nose towards your knee. Take a couple of breaths. Now bend your left knee. Pivot your right foot so that your toes point forward, and then step back into down dog with your left foot. Take a few breaths, sink to your knees and back into child's pose, and allow your breathing to come back to normal.